a busy day for media, but actually most days feel pretty busy at the moment. This one, though, felt like a bit of a surprise. Stuff Chief Executive Sinead Boucher has purchased that news website from its Australian owners, Nine Entertainment, for $1. Meanwhile, MediaWorks has announced that it is cutting 130 jobs as it deals with the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. For comments, I'm joined by Tim Murphy, co-editor and founder of Newsroom and the former editor-in-chief of the New Zealand Herald. Hi, Tim.
G'day, Jesse.
Thanks for your time this afternoon. I was going to ask if you were surprised to hear this news about Stuff, but you were sort of whispering about it last week, I think.
Yeah, it started to emerge before the court case between NZME and Nine, that management of Stuff might have been interested in trying to put together a bit. As it turns out, it wasn't management broadly, it was one manager, the chief executive, Sinead, which has been announced today.
You thought it might reach more than a dollar, but a dollar was the final price. Can you explain to people why someone gets to buy a multi-million dollar business for a buck?
It's largely because she takes on the company or the entity that she will take over Stuff as. They agree to take on the, all the liabilities that Stuff has. So from day one, her business will have to cover the cost of everything, all the obligations that Stuff has. And Nine would have been pleased to get clear of that ongoing obligation. It wanted to sell, has for much of the last year, hadn't found a buyer, had avoided the clutches of NZME through court last week, and then is able to do this, get the business set and clear out.
I called it a website. Now, that's a bit of a disservice. Can you tell people what the Stuff company includes?
Yeah, New Zealand media and publishing, it's huge. It is not just Stuff, which is the biggest website in the country, bigger than the global players that have representation here as well, but the biggest news website by a distance. All the major metropolitan newspapers outside Auckland, other than Dunedin, so Christchurch, Hamilton, Wellington, and lots of the bigger regional centres newspapers, Taranaki, Manawatu, Timaru, and so on. As well as that, it owns Neighbourly, which is the big community website up and down the country, and two of the three Sunday newspapers. So, you know, it's got a huge reach, a big audience, and a lot of employees, and probably the biggest newsroom of journalists put together in the country.
And what was their reaction? What was the the response to the announcement today?
It'd be unfair to say it was the devil you know, because Sinead's not a devil, not unpopular, but I think there was great relief that a media person, someone who's familiar with their business and has a vested interest in the success that she's been guiding for years, has taken it over, as opposed to a private equity firm or the big competitor, NZME, or some other riskier venture of someone they didn't know. So there's a lot of journalists and in the business side of the company, relief and a lot of hope now, I think. It won't necessarily be nirvana now. They're not going to change ownership for a dollar and change their overall fortunes entirely, but it's that first sense of relief.
Does New Zealand have room for both the New Zealand Herald and Stuff?
I think it should. You know, we're a country of 5 million. We are also a place that is within ourselves is relatively distinct geographically. So the Herald still dominates Taupo North in audience. I mean, they'll have a representation across the whole country. But Stuff, similarly, because of its newspaper brands, the Stuff online brand is very dominant in the South Island, Wellington, Central North Island. So there's always been that room, and there still is. It's just a matter of which one of them plays the digital journalism content game and the way of raising money from it better than the other. They won't both succeed well, but they can coexist.
Speaking of the South Island, where does the Otago Daily Times fit in?
It's an independently owned paper by Allied Press, proudly independent and successful, actually, and its website is, in its own area, very successful in audience terms, not necessarily in dollar terms. But the ODT was opposed to NZME, the Herald, getting control of stuff and all of those other media interests that would have been a very dominant New Zealand media player. So the ODT, as proudly independent, had argued against that. I would think there's room now for Stuff and for Sinead and her company to consider what kind of arrangements they could come to, commercial or even journalistic, alongside Allied Press and the ODT. They're the two New Zealand-owned businesses now. NZME is really owned by a whole series of Australian managed funds. So there's room there for them to work closer together now.
What does Sinead Boucher need to do to make Stuff profitable in the way that, profitable enough in the way that it wasn't for Nine?
Sadly, I think she's going to have to look at costs. This is one of the risks, actually, with being a sort of your name being attached to the salvation of a business, is that your name gets attached as well to some of the negative or less desirable outcomes that have to happen in running that business. I would think there will be titles, regional titles, smaller titles of the Stuff empire that will close or will certainly downgrade again, and there will be jobs at risk because they're not making enough money in themselves, a cost to the overall business. Sinead is a very digital focused person, has been for years, has been a leader in that space in New Zealand. I think coldly she'll have to look at some of the smaller print titles and work out what's the best play there. So there'll be a few things there that on the cost side. The revenue side, they made a big move about 2 months ago to bring in donations to Stuff. There's probably an argument now that people will feel better about Stuff in general terms being New Zealand owned in terms of their inspiration to donate and keep a New Zealand entity going. So there's room there, but largely it's going to depend on economic recovery. You know, the papers and websites without the benefit of strong advertising will really be under pressure. So as New Zealand gets stronger economically, then the chances get stronger.
Speaking of layoffs, let's discuss MediaWorks as well. As a disclaimer, I'm a contractor to MediaWorks, and they that company announced today likely 130 cuts. Can you explain what you've seen in that announcement?
Well, it's interesting, really. It's they're trying to sell. MediaWorks is trying to sell TV3, as you know, and that process is ongoing. This announcement today was distinctive for the fact that the TV side of it, the three end of it, will largely be protected from these job cuts, which leaves really the radio part of MediaWorks, which has been the most profitable and successful over time. But the combined entity's got a cost problem. The advertising's dried up, as we all know. So this is largely going to affect sales and radio of MediaWorks, which is a bit tough because, as I say, the radio part supported that business for a number of years. But right now, the TV part is being protected because they're trying to sell it as is. And if you start hacking into it before you present that product to a buyer, then that's less attractive in terms of its ability to fight its way out of where it is now. So, yeah, it's a surprising number, 130. It's big. And it's very big, when you exempt the three TV part of it, largely, from that.
Tough time to be working in media for a lot of New Zealanders.
Yeah, it is. And no one takes any kind of joy, and you can't really, even with the Stuff one, you can't slap yourself on the back or hope that this is the answer yet. It's all dependent. You see, if we didn't have a media in crisis, due to digital and overseas platforms sucking out revenue and those other systemic issues, if we just had an economic crisis, this economic crisis would have knocked our media companies for six as well. So, you know, the kinds of things we saw after the GFC will keep happening for a while here, and there are other entities that will probably still have to trim and cut back on what they do. And the problem for viewers and readers is that some of the stuff that we need is trimmed back, and it's harder to do the same level of journalism and content when you have fewer people and fewer possibilities.
You just reminded me, actually, it seems a lifetime ago, but Friday night was the big New Zealand Media Awards. How was that experience? Not live with hundreds of people in a venue, for obvious reasons, but did you tune into the live stream?
I did. It was mercifully short, and the presenters did well, keeping it lively and fast-paced. You know, it was a reasonably interesting spread of awards, too. There's about, I think, 80 or so awards. And only about less than a third of them, or about a third of them, went to the two biggest players, Stuff and NZME. So there was a lot of representation across RNZ, MediaWorks, the TVNZ, ourselves, and quite a few smaller players. So, you know, some of the great stuff being done was recognised well, not just kind of to the most obvious places.
Congratulations on that, and thanks very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tim Murphy, former editor-in-chief at the New Zealand Herald and co-founder and co-editor of the Newsroom website on some of that big media news today.